It's Friday, May 13th, AD 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A young married Christian couple in Sudan, Africa, who have 2 children together, are facing 100 lashes on charges of, quote, adultery, end quote, after a Muslim court nullified their marriage following the husband's conversion to Christianity, reports International Christian Concern. The couple, 34-year-old Hamuda and 25-year-old Nada from Al Jazeera State, got married in 2016 when both were Muslims. In 2018, after they had been married for 2 years, Hamuda became a Christian and the couple faced severe backlash. The family of Nada, Hamuda's wife, filed a case in a Sharia court. Unbelievably, their marriage was dissolved by the court, as apostasy was a crime punishable by death at the time. In 2021, Nada also converted to Christianity and returned with their 2 children to her husband. If the convicted is married, adultery is punishable by death by stoning under Article 146. Sudan is the 13th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau just broke a 2015 promise. He's brought back the National Long Gun Registry, which had been scrapped by former Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper in 2012, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Trudeau's Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino confirmed that the Liberal government will be rolling out a registry-styled system for non-restricted firearms starting May 18th. Former President Donald Trump might have endorsed TV's Dr. Oz in the Pennsylvania GOP primary race for senator, but the conservative Christian base of the Republican Party is supporting Kathy Barnett, a black Christian woman who has spoken openly about having been conceived in rape, reports Axios.com.
My mother was raped at 11 years old, my father being 21.
Barnett knew that God had a plan for her life.
It definitely made me become very adamant about the sanctity of life, of all life, regardless of their conception, regardless of how they arrived, that I am valuable, I'm worthy, and my life has purpose. Before the foundation of the world, God saw me and he decided that I would be. And he said in his word that not only did I see you, but I called you, I predestined you. And so as a Christian, I believe in the value of life, that when I was in my mother's womb, he was knitting me together.
Psalm 139 verse 13 says, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb." Barnett is especially horrified that some so-called Christian pro-lifers believe that it's acceptable to target babies conceived in rape with abortion.
Even among Christians, even among staunch conservatives, an exception to the rule of being pro-life for many is in the case of rape. And yet my life has value. From me has come 2 very beautiful and charming and smart kids, married to a wonderful husband. We've made a life for ourselves, and none of this would have happened if the exception to the rule had applied. I'm eternally grateful that they chose to allow me to be born.
Kathy Barnett released a 4-minute video entitled, "It Wasn't a Choice, It Was a Life," which has animated a surge of support from Republican voters, especially in light of the leaked draft Supreme Court decision that would overturn Roe v. Wade. She's surged in the polls from mid-single digits as recently as April to around 20% now. Multiple attendees of a Trump Oz rally last weekend said they're backing Kathy Barnett. The well-funded conservative group, the Club for Growth, shocked Barnett's competitors when it booked $2 million worth of TV ads on Tuesday in support of her. And the powerful anti-abortion group, Susan B. Anthony List, has endorsed Barnett as well. And finally, John Piper, founder and teacher of DesiringGod.org and chancellor of Bethlehem College and Seminary, took the stage at the Together for the Gospel conference to warn that some pastors avoid preaching about the importance of holy living because they live secret, sin-filled lives, reports the Christian Post.
Some pastors avoid preaching on the urgency and necessity of holiness because their own secret lives are morally compromised. They are wasting time on trifles. They are watching movies that fill their minds with worldliness and ungodliness. They are dabbling in pornography or worse. They are dishonest in their financial dealings. They continually overeat in bondage to food. They neglect the teaching of their children in things of the Lord, and they don't pray with their wives. Their casual mouth has become crude. They've grown weary of fruitful Bible study, and they are becoming second-handers and using other people's sermons.
Hebrews 9 verse 14 says, "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God?" To see John Piper's entire 52-minute sermon, click on a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Friday, May 16th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.